The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina News, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Drink Up, 6 Not-So-Sugary Sips by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. Water is the perfect thirst quencher, but who doesn't want a cool drink with a little pizzazz every so often? These low-calorie finds are unsweetened or sweetened with a splash of fruit juice or safe stevia extract. How refreshing! Fruit that sparkles. Sanzo puts the fizz in traditional Asian flavors. That means sparkling water with up to 20 calories worth of juices or purees like pomelo, think grapefruit, yuzu, lemony, calamansi, lime, lychee, a fragrant tropical fruit, or mango. You'll pay a premium for those ingredients, around $2 per can at Target, but the taste? Wow! Or try Spindrift. It's sparkling pineapple, blood orange tangerine, raspberry lime, and others are about a dollar less per can than Sanzo. Flavor Full Bubbles. LaCroix, Bubbly, Polar, AHA, etc. There's no shortage of naturally flavored unsweetened seltzers. Then there's Waterloo. Same ingredients, stronger flavor. We're the sparkling water that goes all in on full flavor every day, says the company. Indeed, its standout flavors range from peach to cherry limeade to blackberry lemonade. Water plus flavor plus stevia. Water enhancers are tiny bottles of concentrated liquid sweetness to flavor your water. Just one zero-calorie squeeze sweetens a cup. But big brands have downsides. Take Mayo Mango Peach. Its sweetness comes from sucralose plus acesulfame potassium, and its color comes from yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40 food dyes. All 5 are rated avoid. See chemicalcuisine.org. Most of those are also in Crystal Light Strawberry Pineapple Refresh Liquid. Solution? Stir. S-T-U-R. The Tropical Punch, for example, gets its peachy color from microdoses of juices like orange, and its sweetness comes from REBA and REB-M, two safe stevia extracts. Stir also adds 20% of a day's vitamin C. That's fine, but it's unnecessary for healthy eaters. Prefer a powder? Each 10-calorie packet of True Lemon, sweetened with stevia plus 1 gram of sugar, turns 16 ounces of water into lemonade, limeade, orangeade, or iced tea. Soda done right. No sugar, no calories, no risky low-calorie sweeteners, no food dyes, great taste. Stevia-sweetened Zevia checks all the boxes. If you want a soda, it's hard to find a better one. And you've got 18 flavors to choose from, like creamy root beer, ginger ale, or lemon-lime twist. Zevia even serves up a caffeine-free version of its cola. Sweet! Ice it. Making your own iced tea or coffee has its perks. Among them, no need to lug home a plastic bottle that may not get recycled. For sweetness, just add stevia or a teaspoon of sugar if you like. You might even save money. Fruity white teas or caffeine-free herbal teas, like a tart hibiscus, taste great chilled. Or add mint, berries, or lemon or orange slices to black or green tea. Tip, freeze some coffee in ice cube trays so the cubes don't water down your homemade iced coffee as they melt. A little sweet, a little sour. It's amazing what a dose of acidity will do. Each 12-ounce can of Trader Joe's organic sparkling lemon plus strawberry apple cider vinegar beverage balances a half cup of juice with a tablespoon of vinegar for a 35-calorie sweet tart sensation. Ditto for TJ's ginger plus lemon and elderberry plus pomegranate drinks. In fact, they're still sweet enough that you could cut them with some plain seltzer. Serious sour fans might also consider kombucha, which gets its funky kick as it ferments. A cup of most brands has just 30 or so calories from juice or sometimes added sugar. Note, many kombuchas make a lot of healthy claims. without a lot of evidence. Enjoy yours with a healthy dose of skepticism. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Coffee and heart rhythm. Can coffee cause irregular heartbeats? Researchers recruited 100 coffee drinkers without heart rhythm irregularities. Most typically drink about a half cup to 3 cups of coffee a day. For 2 weeks, each participant got a text saying that they should either consume coffee or avoid all caffeine the next day in random order. Coffee had no impact on premature contractions of the atria, the heart's smaller chambers. However, premature contractions of the ventricles, the heart's larger chambers, were more common on coffee days, 154 per day, than on no coffee days, or caffeine days, 102. The participants also took 1,058 more steps and slept 36 fewer minutes on coffee days. Coffee had no impact on daily blood sugar levels. What to do? Coffee doesn't boost the risk of premature atrial contractions, occasional premature ventricular contractions, which may feel like a skipped heartbeat or go unnoticed, are usually harmless. Prostate cancer? No rush. Men with localized prostate cancer needn't rush to get treated. Researchers followed 1,643 men who had been randomly assigned to surgery, radiation, or active surveillance between 1999 and 2009 and had annual evaluations to look for a rise in PSA scores or other evidence that the cancer had spread. After 15 years, only 45 men, about 3%, had died of prostate cancer with no difference between groups. Metastases were found in 51 men, and long-term androgen deprivation therapy, or ADT, was necessary in 69 men, in the active surveillance group, roughly twice as many as in the radiation group or surgery group. ADT suppresses testosterone levels, causing problems like erectile dysfunction and reduced sexual desire. What to do? If you've been diagnosed with low-risk prostate cancer, consider active surveillance as the American Urological Association recommends. Diets for a cooler planet. A typical vegan diet has the lowest average carbon footprint, 3 pounds of carbon dioxide equivalents per 2,000 calories, followed by vegetarian, 5.1, pescatarian, 7.3, omnivore, 9.8, paleo, 11.6, and keto, 12.8 diets. Scientists estimated a Mediterranean, 4.3, or DASH, 8.1 diet beat other omnivore diets. What to do? To trim your carbon footprint, minimize beef. Also cut back on pork, dairy, poultry, and seafood. More exercise, less hospital. Active people have a lower risk of cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. What about other health problems? Scientists had 81,717 people wear an activity tracker for a week. Over roughly the next 7 years, those who had replaced 20 minutes a day of sitting with moderate to vigorous exercise had a lower risk of being hospitalized for gallbladder disease, urinary tract infections, blood clots, pneumonia, stroke, iron deficiency anemia, diverticular disease, colon polyps, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. What to do? Keep moving. This study can't prove that exercise, and not something else about active people, cuts the risk of hospitalization, but it's a good bet. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Chicken made easy. The secret to juicy chicken breasts? Only brown the side you'll see on the plate. An easy, punchy pan sauce like this one doesn't hurt either. Want to use boneless, skinless thighs instead of breasts? In step 3, simmer for 8 to 10 minutes. Saucy paprika chicken. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 4 boneless, skinless, thin-sliced chicken breasts, half red bell pepper diced, half onion diced, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 3 cloves garlic minced, 1 teaspoon paprika, a quarter teaspoon smoked paprika, a quarter teaspoon ground cumin, a quarter teaspoon ground coriander, half cup chicken stock, preferably homemade, 1 teaspoon sherry vinegar or red wine vinegar, a quarter teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste. Step 1. In a large heavy pan over medium-high heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Sauté the chicken until lightly browned on one side, 2 to 3 minutes. Turn over and cook for 30 seconds, remove from the pan. Step 2. In the same pan, sauté the bell pepper, onion, tomato paste, and garlic until softened, 3 to 5 minutes. Stir in the spices and cook for 30 seconds. Stir in the stock and vinegar. 3. Reduce the heat to low. Return the chicken and any juices to the pan, browned side up, and spoon some sauce over each piece. Simmer until the chicken is cooked through, 1 to 2 minutes. 4. Season with salt and black pepper. Serves 4. Food find. Get ahead. Do you always make a beeline for your grocer's bag or boxed pre-washed greens? Go for ahead instead. The upside? Freshness. Hate to toss a half-eaten bag of spring mix that got slimy after a few days in the fridge? Heads of lettuce are likely to stay fresh for longer because they haven't been washed or trimmed. You get a crisp salad on standby, and less food gets wasted. Value. No surprise here. A small box of pre-washed leaves or baby lettuce often costs more than a larger, full head of greens. Plastic. Trying to cut back on plastic packaging for the sake of your health and the planet's? Many heads of lettuce come unwrapped. And variety. It's not just regular romaine or ho-hum iceberg. Now you can find heads of lettuce like red leaf, green leaf, artisan, or petite romaine, butter, aka Boston or bib, or even delicate Napa cabbage. At a farmer's market, look for sweet little gem lettuce heads. The trade-off? A few minutes of prep time to wash and dry your lettuce, then cut into wedges. Let us eat. Dish of the month, retro wedge salad. Whisk together a quarter cup mayo, a quarter cup plain yogurt, 1 minced scallion, 2 tablespoons minced dill, 1 teaspoon vinegar, and a quarter teaspoon salt. Drizzle on wedges of romaine. Top with carrots, tomatoes, and cukes. Serves 4. Food fail. Failure to launch? Häagen-Dazs launches new breakthrough innovation, declared the press release in February. We took a rich butter cookie, made it into an indulgent cone, then wrapped it around luxurious Häagen-Dazs ice cream, explains the company's website. The butter cookie cone possesses all the characteristics of a traditional butter cookie, made with butter, sugar, and flour, but with more personality, style, and attitude, noted the press release. It's a frozen treat that's wrapped in unexpected moments of luxury. No old-fashioned crispy sugar cone, despite the name, each has just a teaspoon of sugar. For Häagen-Dazs, which adds butter plus coconut oil, probably to help to keep the cone's chocolatey coating solid at room temperature. Talk about personality. Each petite 300-calorie chocolate ice cream cone has 8 grams of saturated fat, 40% of a day's worth, plus 3.5 teaspoons of added sugar, nearly a third of a day's supply. The coffee, strawberry, and vanilla flavors are in the small ballpark, and at $8.99 for a pack of 4, you're paying luxury prices. Our advice? Head for Yasso Greek yogurt bars, or if you're dairy-free, So Delicious Vanilla Almond sandwiches for only 100 calories. Or buy a box of cones and scoop your own with attitude. Lighten Up. The Best Coffee Creamers by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. Zip, zero, nada. Black coffee has no calories, fat, or sugar, but every tablespoon of creamer can add 4 to 5 grams of sugar and 30 to 40 empty calories. Those numbers may sound trivial, but how many tablespoons are in your cup? To lighten things up, try milk, not cream, or a low-sugar plant creamer. Here's what to consider. How creamy? An official serving of liquid creamer is only 1 tablespoon, label says. Really? A serving of half and half is 2 tablespoons, and many mugs hold 12 plus ounces, not an 8-ounce cup. More coffee, more creamer. If your brew comes closer to tan than brown, you might hit 3 tablespoons or more. So the healthier the creamer, the better. That's why we limited our top creamer picks to just 20 calories and 0.5 gram of saturated fat per tablespoon. It also explains why some don't top 2 grams or 0.5 teaspoon of added sugar per tablespoon. Want dairy? Go with milk. Even whole milk is better. It's 10 calories per tablespoon clock in below most sweetened creamers, 30 to 40. So does half and half, 20 calories. Though its gram of sat fat means not the best. And despite ad speak like triple churned and 2 times richer than milk, like Coffee Mate, or delightfully creamy, like International Delight, don't expect real milk or cream in those liquid creamers. They're largely water, sugar, and palm soybean or canola oil with a dash of a milk derivative, like micellar casein or sodium caseinate. That's why we call these sugar and oil liquid creamers. Exception? Coffee Mate's Natural Bliss real milk and cream varieties have more milk, cream, and buttermilk than soybean oil. These would be more like dairy liquid creamers. Give plants a chance. The lion's share of the better bites and mentions are plant milk creamers. Among their perks, healthy fats. Most plant creamers get their fat from healthy oils like sunflower or canola, so they rarely exceed max of unless they add coconut oil or coconut milk to bump up the saturated fat. Unsweetened. Plant-based Califia, Elmhurst, Sown, and Nut Pods offer an impressive choice of unsweetened oat, almond, and almond coconut creamers. Nut Pods even has unsweetened flavors like caramel, hazelnut, and cinnamon swirl. Less sweet. Silk Soy Original, Califia Oil Oat Vanilla, and all Elmhurst Oat flavored creamers have a mere 1 or 2 grams of added sugar. Barista Milks. Unlike some other plant milks, barista milks won't separate in your coffee. And a creamer size serving of one like Oatly Barista Edition oat milk is low in calories, 10, and added sugar, less than a gram. Minimize sugar. Here's how to get sweetness without a sugar overload. First, cut back. Most flavored dairy creamers like Natural Bliss, Chobani, or Starbucks are about 1/3 sugar. Prefer them? Since every tablespoon of those and other sugary creamers adds 1 teaspoon of sugar, 4 or 5 grams, don't add more from the sugar bowl. Tip, add a splash of milk to your cup to help cut back on the sugary creamer. Try low-cal sweeteners. We didn't find any creamers that replace sugar with safe sweeteners like stevia extract. One option, buy a bottle of Truvia Organic Vanilla or Splenda Stevia French Vanilla liquid drops to sweeten your coffee, then add milk for the creaminess. Check ingredients. We didn't give a better recommendation to any creamers that have one or more of these additives, which may pose a cancer risk. Sucralose or acesulfame potassium. Both sweeteners are in Coffee Mate's and International Delight's zero sugar creamers. Starbucks Zero has sucralose. Titanium dioxide. It whitens food, so it shows up in Coffee Mate fat-free creamers, hiding behind the ingredient color added. That can mean titanium dioxide or safer colors. We had to ask Coffee Mate's customer service department to find out. Carrageenan. It helps thicken Coffee Mate and International Delight liquid creamers and Land O'Lakes fat-free half and half. Most other creamers use safer gums like Gelin or Guar. Bypass powders. Their teensy serving size, less than 1 teaspoon, makes the calories and fat look low, but Coffee Mate powders are mostly corn syrup solids and highly saturated oils. Fat-free ones can bear that claim if the fat stays under 0.5 grams per serving. So if people add more, because, hey, it's fat-free, is that Coffee Mate's problem? Decoding the News by Bonnie Liebman.
People are confused about diet and health, we often hear. One reason? The steady drumbeat of surprising news about the latest study, often about chocolate, cheese, sugar, ultra-processed foods, or some popular diet. Sometimes it's not a new study, but advice on news websites that muddies the picture. Here's a sampling of the latest. Eggs used to get a bad rap because of their high cholesterol content, said the article on FoxNews.com in February. Yet a new study shows they may actually be good for heart health. The study, reported Fox, found that eating 1 to 3 eggs per week could reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by up to 60%. Those who consumed 4 to 7 eggs cut their risk of heart disease by 75%. Sounds impressive, until you read the study. The researchers saw those 60 and 75% lower risks before they took into account the usual confounders, like smoking, weight, exercise, family history of heart disease, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and saturated fat intake. Once they accounted for those factors, egg eaters no longer had a lower risk of having a heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular event over 10 years. What's more, the study was done in Greece, where most people eat a Mediterranean diet. Even the most frequent egg eaters consumed only 4 to 7 eggs a week. Few, if any, were heeding advice to add an egg or 3 to your daily diet for heart health. Bottom line, the cholesterol in egg yolks raises LDL, or bad blood cholesterol, but for most people, the saturated fat in foods like meat, cheese, and butter has a bigger impact on LDL. Follow the American Heart Association's advice for most healthy people. Eat no more than 1 whole egg a day. When it comes to losing the weight, how much food you eat likely matters more than the timing of your meals, reported NBCNews.com in January. After 547 people used an app to record the size of their meals for 6 months, the researchers did not find a link between weight change and the practice of limiting food intake to a specific time window, often referred to as intermittent fasting. Hold on, were the participants practicing intermittent fasting? On average, they finished their last meal 11 and a half hours after starting their first. It's not clear if anyone limited their eating to the 8-hour window, often used in trials that randomly assign people to restrict their eating time or eat whenever they want. To its credit, NBC noted that to better test whether intermittent fasting can help with weight loss, researchers have to directly compare people who limit their food intake to a specific window to those who do not in a controlled trial. Indeed. As it turns out, in most trials, people lose no more weight with intermittent fasting than with other diets. What did matter in the study? Participants who ate the most large and medium meals gained weight over 6 years, whereas those who ate fewer, smaller meals lost weight, noted NBC. That's a surprise to no one. What's more, the app didn't ask people to record what foods they ate. The volunteers only noted if they ate a small, under 500 calories, medium, 500 to 1,000 calories, or large, over 1,000 calories meal, along with small or large snacks and drinks, as if we all can tell at a glance how many calories we're eating. Bottom line, if a narrow eating window helps you lose weight or not gain weight, go for it. Feeling guilty about already ditching your New Year's resolution to give up chocolate or cheese? Asked the New York Post in January. Fear not. Many foods we assume to be bad for us, including cheddar and candy bars, can actually provide our bodies with significant health benefits. Maybe, maybe not. Take cheese. Those who consume cheese and full-fat dairy have also been found to lower their likelihood of developing diabetes or hypertension, said the Post. A 2020 study, which surveyed more than 145,000 people in 21 countries, found consuming 2 daily servings of dairy of any kind reduced the risk posed by either condition by 11 to 24%. In fact, people in the study, it was partly funded by the dairy industry, who ate more than 2 servings a day had an 11% lower risk of hypertension and no significantly lower risk of diabetes compared to those who ate none. And that type of study can't be sure that something else about people who eat more dairy explains their lower risk, especially because 40% of the participants came from countries like China and Malaysia, where dairy is more likely to be eaten by people with higher incomes and better health care. In contrast, when other researchers, also partly funded by the dairy industry, randomly assigned people with the metabolic syndrome, which can include high blood sugar or high blood pressure, to eat roughly 3 daily servings of low-fat or full-fat dairy, or not much dairy for 12 weeks, insulin sensitivity got worse in both daily dairy groups and those told to eat full-fat dairy gained 2 pounds. As for candy bars, a study published in the journal BMJ Heart in 2017 found that those who consumed chocolate in small amounts, roughly once a week, were less likely to be diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, noted the Post. Again, that kind of study can't prove that chocolate, rather than something else about the once-a-week eaters, explains their lower risk. And when the Cosmos trial randomly assigned people to take a placebo or cocoa flavanols, chocolate's presumed protective constituent, at doses far higher than you'd get in dark chocolate, there was no slam-dunk benefit for heart attacks and other cardiovascular events. The study didn't look at atrial fibrillation, and candy bars are sugar-laden and chocolate-poor. Bottom line, enjoy some cheese or chocolate, but not because they'll lower your risk of diabetes or other health problems. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.